Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adoree Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now is BBC correspondent in Asia, John Sudworth. He joins us from Bangkok. John, it seems like just a few weeks ago we were talking about superpower confrontations over nukes in North Korea. But now you're there in Bangkok sorting out the end of this chaotic, crazy scene at the Bangkok airport. What's been going on, John?
Well, I'm not sure how much influence I have, although having said that, I turn up and the whole thing seems to have come to some sort of an end.
Good for you. That's what we like.
Perhaps they should think of dispatching me to Afghanistan next. Basically, the siege has ended. The airport is now cleared of protesters. They've rolled up their sleeping mats and left to be replaced by an army of cleaners who've spent the day with buckets and mops. And I have to say, it's beginning to look like the state-of-the-art transport hub that it once was. The first flight in was a domestic flight in from the resort of Phuket. That landed just a few hours after the protesters had gone. But international flights are resuming this evening. Thai Airways hopes to get five or six flights out. Its flight to Sydney should have already left. So there's a real feeling that things will begin now to swiftly return to normal. And the airport authorities are saying they could have the whole thing back up and running, providing a full service by Friday.
Well, a comfort to the 300,000 people who were stranded, many of them unable to get home for Thanksgiving holidays in the United States. And I gather with all the cleanup, some of those Christmas decorations they were putting up last week are looking a little less forlorn, John. We should remind people that this protest was the culmination of a standoff between the government and anti-government protesters that has gone on since August and escalated into a regional crisis. Describe where it goes from here.
Well, that's right. This is a crippling political stalemate. Thailand may have its international airport back, but if anything, the events of the past week have only deepened the political and social divide here. This is more than just a run-of-the-mill political tiff that has held up these thousands of international travellers. They've been delayed by what has been described by many as a full-blown class war, a battle for the heart and soul of Thailand's democracy, if you like. The people who are occupying the airport, in many ways, can be said to be drawn largely from the Thai middle class. They are people with allegiances to the old centres of power, the military and the monarchy. And on the other side, we have the armies of rural poor, the supporters of the governing parties at the moment, allied to the former ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. And it's really the political stalemate between these two groups that have brought us to where we are.
It's essentially a kind of class warfare tinged with the history of the monarchy. The next scene in this drama is, and before we go, the next prime minister or the next government that's going to be named. Any sign of what that will be?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the real concern, that essentially the political parties that have been disbanded as a result of yesterday's Constitutional Court decision simply plan to regroup under a new name and elect a new leader on Monday. No word yet as to who that will be. It will be Thailand's third prime minister in as many months.
Wow.
But the protesters are saying that if they don't like that choice, they could return to their protests. And there's the possibility of more civil unrest.
And we'll be back to square one. John Sudworth, stay as long as you can to keep things calm there in Thailand. John Sudworth is a BBC correspondent in Asia. He joined us from Bangkok, where flights took off today from Bangkok International Airport.